This is Mike from Pasco County Tub Refinishing, letting you know about an offer we have for this month. We are offering a tub special for tub refinishing of $199, tub and tile for $299. All of our work is warranted for 5 years. We offer senior discounts as well as military discounts and servicemen discounts. My email address is pascotubrefinishing@gmail.com, and our website is pascocountytubrefinishing.com. And please give us a call. My name is Mike, and I'm the owner. Thank you very much. And my phone number is 727-557-8568.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McLean from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, 727-441-3000.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Don Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Don. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Don Meese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Don Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Don Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Don.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's now Saturday, not Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections, with your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Now, lights, camera, action, you're on.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for coming in today and producing our Hollywood Connections on your drive home.
On our first Saturday.
I know, Yvonne. Yes. What were you just telling me? You said we've been on the air here now.
Yes, it'll be 2 years, August 22nd.
That's right, August 22nd. We should have a little bash here.
Yes,
you know?
I remember because it was Ben Luck's birthday.
That's right, that's right. So we do have an anniversary coming up here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And today's show, if you're driving on drive time to the beach, I will tell you, it is so gorgeous out.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Isn't it?
It poured down rain in today, though.
Well, you know, yesterday we were out on the water all day on the boat, mm-hmm. and we went to different island hopping and just stayed in the water. It was gorgeous. And coming back late at night, I'll tell you my fishing story, which we were just talking about. My husband bought a new fishing pole for me. We're going fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got out to the spider. You know, it's where we fish out in the ocean. And he's like, honey, look, I can't find the tackle box. And then we found the tackle box, and then there were no hooks to go on the fishing line. So I was, like, ready to go and catch something bigger than a ladyfish. But anyways, but I had fun. We're going to do that again. And we want to actually introduce Kay today. She is here from all the way from Naples.
Good evening, everyone. Hi. Nice to be here.
Is that Naples, Italy, or Naples, Florida?
I wish it was Naples, Italy. I'd love to be in Italy.
Yes, I've been there. It's beautiful, Naples.
I've been there, too. It's fabulous. No,
yes.
We're enjoying Naples. It's good.
Yes.
Clearwater's even better.
So, Kay, tell everybody what you are doing. We're bringing you on as a special guest today and how you're helping the teens. And, Yvonne, there's some really good questions to ask her as well about her life and what she's bringing to, you know, the world.
Okay. I was a high school French teacher out in California, in Anaheim, and kindergarten teacher nationwide, just all across the nation. I've saw so many problems with the kids. We have 20 million students addicted to drugs, 7,000 children dropping out of school every day. Suicide is number one. Depression's number one with adults. Suicide's number one with 65 age, old and up. One out of every 10 Americans is on antidepressant medication. So we have some serious issues. And I just said, God, just take my life and use me before I get too old and I don't have any voice or energy, because I'm a grandmother and I have three grandchildren. I'm very concerned about my grandchildren, mm-hmm. what they're seeing on the news and the TV. So I just surrendered my life, and the Lord opened up doors on Wall Street 15 years ago. And this is not easy for me because I'm a teacher. I love being in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of make the show like I'm the teacher. This is what we're teaching on today. Okay? Now, I am still a student, and God is still teaching me.
Of course.
So I want everybody to know that I am not perfect. Okay? Right. But I have been asked Jesus to come into my heart at 17, and I'm 60. So this has been a process. And I am trying to communicate God's love through the airwaves to people that don't believe in God and have never known anything about the Lord. And I'm trying to apologize for all the things that God gets such a bad rap. And, you know, God gets blamed for everything bad. And Jesus yes. said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly, that yes. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Right.
So anything that's killing, stealing, destroying is not coming from God, but God gets blamed for everything. So I try to get on the air and say, listen, it's not the Lord's fault, because every beautiful thing comes from Him. And we are in a spiritual battle right now. We are not in heaven right now. But we are trying to bring heaven down through our lives to reach the kids. I always say, I am not a doctor. And man is triune, body, soul, spirit. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. So if you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911.
Right.
We're only trying to communicate God's healing and God's love and faith to a dying, the kids are dying in the streets, okay?
Of course.
We have 120 soldiers committing suicide every week. And these kids need to know how special they are, and God adores them. Everybody can be a star, and everybody has a mission, and nobody's any better. We're all going to go back to the dirt, and we're going to face God, okay? Well, nobody's any better. Some of us have more advantages than others. Now, how do you do this? How do you do this? Like, today we did a show, and it was so funny because I always try to get here, you know, in order, you know, like a classroom and all my notes and everything. Yes. It's never in order. And so I always have to tweak the message, because today it was on the Holy Spirit. It's the comfort, how to walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So what happens is I'm in a new studio, a different city. Papers are messed up. You know, I'm not used to all this. When I have, like, a studio, it's all closed in, so I don't have to see anything, and I get very distracted, you know, like kids do. So anyway, I like everything just so, and it's not just so. And I am not perfect, and we are not in perfect. We're not in a perfect realm. Now, God is perfect, and heaven is bliss. But we have all these little things that come to steal our peace and joy away. And God says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Well, how do you get into this joy? We got 20 million kids on drugs trying to get high. So, anyway, I have this little teaching that it's all about latitude. How do you get up there? How do you get high in the spirit realm so you don't have to do drugs? Well, attitude determines your gratitude determines your attitude, and attitude determines your altitude, and altitude determines your aptitude. You want to get high, you want to get up, you want to do it the spiritual way, start with gratitude. Just start thanking God. Thank Him for everything. You go, really, Kay? There's nothing to thank you for. There's so many things. Well, you're breathing. You're listening to this show. You're in America. You could be in a third world country where there's no water mm-hmm. to drink. Start trying to think positive, and then just focus on the positive and start thanking God, okay, that you're not full of cancer. There are always things. We want things a certain way, and they're not. But the more you humble yourself and be thankful, then your spirit starts lifting up. And the higher up your spirit gets, like, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And you can, on the inside of you, you can become high just from gratitude. So,
can I say, you know, which is important? My mother always said, when people start looking at you and they say, what's different about her? Why are things happening for that person? Why are things happening faster for that person? Because when God, when you put God first, God puts you first. He makes you the head, not the tail. Of course, this is Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
And of course, you're like, where's the connections in Hollywood? They're coming. They're coming. But, you know, my thing is, you know, God actually, I gave a testimony last week at church. And Yvonne, I've been in a lot of prayer myself because I can't do Hollywood Connections without our supporters, without you, with what I'm doing. And, you know, God, we had a thing in our service for beaminghopechurch.org. We're in Largo. And he was talking about overflow in your life and overflow, that God's just going to overflow. Well, four miracles happened in the last, 3 weeks. Of course, taking a national title for the Global World Tourism was number one. That was an awesome deal. And number two was somebody in our family member was very ill on something, and they went to the doctor. And they found out there was no cancer, no nothing. So that's another praise report. And that was one. Then I got a call from another gentleman saying, Dawn, I know you sell products on your show. He says, I have a deal for you. We're going to come and fly and see you with an investor. And he puts over 5,000, 5,000 Walmarts. He can put this product in the stores.
Right.
So, again, that's another miracle with Hollywood Connections. Amen. So if you have a product out there, you want us to air it on the air, and we might have that opportunity for you. And then the other one, Yvonne, which is a major blessing. I worked for a corporate office before, and, I wanted something else, out there to keep myself busy. And we're investing in some projects right now. But in the meantime, I got a call, and I was just flattered, and I ended up going back to the company, and I'm working, and I'll travel every other weekend, and my heart is full of joy, because there's so many opportunities that God is saying, okay, what did you learn from this lesson? And the doors are opening up, and I put, my tennis shoes on the morning, and I say, okay, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go work out.
Right.
I have a whole fitness plan. I have, my routine is not boring. And it's all because of God, because number one, if you are sinking and you're getting depressed, God's the only one that can pull you out. Bottom line.
That's God.
That's it. That's it.
And I wanted to say thank you for what you were saying, and thank you for reaching out to our children. Mm-hmm. But I always say, whatever's happening to you, it can always be worse.
It can be worse.
It can be worse.
Our minds tend to focus on the negative and the stress and the negative. It is so hard to focus on the positive, especially if one of your children or your grandkids is being touched.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to go, oh, just have the joy of the Lord. Christians say that, and it's not that easy. So my whole show is like, okay, the joy of the Lord is your strength, but how do you get into this joy?
Right.
Because I'm so aggravated right now. How do you transition your mind over here?
This is what your show is about?
The whole show is how to get into the joy of the Lord. Roll all your worries over to the Lord. Come into this.
And how successful are you in doing this?
Well, I've been doing it for 15 years. But what happens is God keeps tweaking up my hurdles because I'm on the air teaching. So when I start, I have these little lesson plans and everything. And so then I'm, everything's going wrong. And then I have to get on there and go, everything is going wrong before I get on this show. And I am so aggravated. I'm about to cry.
Oh.
But I'm just telling everybody, I am not Jesus Christ here, and I'm still in the flesh. But I'm going to roll all these worries over right now, and we're going to get in the Holy Spirit. And we are we can't always be on the mountaintop, and the fruit is grown in the valley where everybody's down the valley. Everybody wants to be on the mountaintop, but that's not where the fruit is grown. It's grown when you get down in the valley where everybody else is. Because, see, I really wanted to go in the Bronx and just do something beautiful over there for those kids. But I have to learn these lessons before I go over there, or, I'll just be destroyed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm still learning, and I take notes every day what God's teaching me. And I just recommend, if you're out there listening tonight, and you say, I've tried the Lord, and it just didn't work, well, just try it again. You never give up. Edison tried 150 times to invent the light bulb. Suppose he would have given up, we would still be here with candles. Okay, don't give up. And they called him all kind of names and everything. It wasn't funny what he went through to invent that light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to never give up with your dream. God deposited something in everybody. There's no garbage. God does not make anybody garbage. Every person created has a talent. They have a gift. And you have to find out what it is on the inside of you. And if you're not happy out there, I've been on miserable jobs. I've done things that I'm like so depressed because I'm not supposed to be on. That's not where I'm supposed to be. But God was teaching me stuff. And then you appreciate when the right door opens up, you're so humble and you're grateful and you don't have an attitude because you know the Lord gave it to you, and the Lord could take it away too, really fast.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Kate, I want to say also about Hollywood Connections. Mm-hmm. Even though we're talking about, you know, kind of like religion today and everything,
right,
it's still a connection, because no matter where you are,
right,
in the world, you have to have that connection. It is a connection.
That's
Hollywood,
right,
and connection to God. That's more important.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hi. My father died when I was 6 years old, and that was pretty dramatic. And they were vaudeville dancers, tremendous dancers, you know what I mean? And he was 39, and I was 6. So that was a tough thing. My mother got, you know, a job in a cafeteria. A wonderful deal. See, I'm breaking up already. But the point of it is, through her inspiration, and I wasn't a great student in school, and I begged her to take trumpet lessons at 8 years old. So going through school, I was bad in algebra and, you know, in world history and stuff, but I was president of the band, and then in the senior high play, I was always shy, and it's the play was, I played the role of a Russian ballerina dancer, and it was, and he said, Ronnie, now you have to bring yourself up a little bit out of this. Now, let's see what you can do. Said, I'll try it, Mr. McCabe. It stinks! Ladies and gentlemen, it stinks! Pirouette, it stinks! And so that started a broadcasting career. But when I first went in 1963 to Fredonia State College as a trumpet major, I was coming out of journalism, out of literature class, on November 22nd, 1963. And I was on the campus radio station, and everybody was crying. And I said, what's the problem? They said, President Kennedy has been shot. Right. So I announced it on campus radio.
Wow.
Make a long story short, I was not a tough guy. I was afraid of heights. I couldn't swim. So instead of being drafted during the Vietnam War in 1965, I enlisted for the Army band program.
Oh, wow.
And got musical training. So instead of being drafted for 2 years, and I encourage anybody listening, a young fellow might do this, instead of being drafted for two, go in for 3 years. And so I got the musical training. They also needed a master of ceremonies.
Praise
so
God.
50 years ago, welcome to the first United States Army band.
Wow.
Praise
went through 15
God.
Years as a newscaster, as a sportscaster,
praise
and half
God
an hour show
wow.
in New York City.
Lord.
So that's my little speech from
you
that.
You know what? That is so beautiful. And God will make your misery your ministry.
Yes.
And I always wanted to be a cheerleader in high school, and I never could be cheerleader. I just look at the cheerleaders. And now I feel like I'm a grandmother, but I'm cheering on the next generation.
Yes.
I'm like, come on, guys. God loves you. Don't take your life, because he loves you and he's got a plan for you.
Right.
I'm your cheerleader, and I'm trying to cheer you guys on, okay, because they need, a lot of kids don't feel loved, and they don't feel like God even gives a flip, because sometimes you pray and you don't think that God's answering your prayer. Don't give up. We're in a spiritual battle. You know, the darkness wants to just overpower us and put our candle out, okay, but I'm your cheerleader. You can contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. God loves you. He adores you, and he loves you more than I do, because I don't even know you, but I will teach you how to come into God's love and God's into his joy
so
on Monday nights at 5 o'clock, WPAT.
So they can call you, and then you can set up a meeting with them after the show?
Okay, the show, they can listen right on your phone in California.
Right,
you can just
listen.
Go to WPAT930AM.com.
But suppose they want to contact you.
Well, then they're going to have to contact blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com, because I don't have a 1-800 number yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have it all set up, but this has been like a step-by-step process,
mm-hmm.
and I have to pay for all this airtime. So if it's any sponsors out there, you know.
We know
and
about that.
I'm a grandmother. I have 3 grandchildren that need me. And it was a big battle. Do I go back to teaching so I have a nice, I can take care of my grandkids? And I really said, you know what, before I get too old and I lose my voice, I need to reach the next generation, because they have so many horrible things. When I grew up, I was watching Leave It to Beaver and Ozzie
mm-hmm.
and Harriet, my 3 sons. My cartoons were Olive and Popeye, okay? And now I look at the cartoons, I go, I don't want my grandchildren even turning the TV on.
I know.
There's so much violence and killing. I'm like this.
Yes.
I'm going to have a nightmare tonight. It's horrible.
Yes, and abnormal sex. all kinds of stuff. The children are looking at all of this.
And I know that, you know, even we have Hollywood connections, like I said, you know, in Hollywood, there is the darker side of Hollywood. And, you know, and we're trying to bring light. And that's why we have different specials, Yvonne.
Yes.
We're going to be having a teen talk show under Hollywood Connections. If you're a teenager out there, we're going to be having some singer specials coming up. Yvonne's going to have a special that's going to be coming every other week under Hollywood Connections. And we're also looking for co-host, Yvonne.
Okay.
While I'm traveling. And, you know, but in the meantime, we want to thank you so much for being here.
I want to thank you, Dawn. Thank you. And Dawn is doing such a beautiful work. And I want to say to you that everybody could be a star. And maybe you've been defeated and you feel like you don't have anything. You've got something special because God doesn't make garbage. There's something beautiful on the inside of you. Dawn, and everybody can be a star. The kids out there.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
They all have a talent. Okay? Yes. Just ask people. Just ask, what is my talent? What do you think my greatest talent is? And people will tell you.
Yes, they know it. They're born with it.
Right.
And you know what's also a blessing, you know, with all these film directors, Yvonne, that are calling in and coming to the station, we're going to be doing more live auditions for their films here. You have to have training.
Yes.
And I can't tell you how much that I've really told a lot of the talent, you have to have good training. Now, of course, you know, we've got Barbara's on in Tampa, which is amazing. You can go there as well. And these film directors want to see what you're doing. So we have a SAG agent for you under Hollywood Connections. And they are there. I've got the paperwork, but I got to see if you have training. You can come to the station, audition. So there's an opportunity. You know, RJ's casting right now just put up on Facebook, and all these casting directors do. He's looking for twins for a lotto commercial, you know, for the Florida Lottery. So there's always something coming up.
There's always something out there for everybody. Everybody has a spot.
We have some twins that come sing.
I already sent their photo over. Oh, yeah.
They're so beautiful.
I sent them over already. So anyways, Bobby, let's go to a commercial. Actually, Curves, and then we'll go to the flip-flop summer with Kenny Chesley since I'm wearing a hat.
Oh.
And one of my favorite country music, and we're going to come back with another amazing guest, and Ron, and we have so much to talk about this hour. And guess what? Next hour, we have a record promoter that's working with Steven Seagal.
Oh,
and
okay.
We've got some good people calling in. And, oh, soap, this is going to be in the house. Some soap opera stars from The Young and Restless will be here in December. Yvonne?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some interviews we're going to play as well that I interviewed from some of the General Hospital soap stars on the next hour. All right, we'll be back, Bobby. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
Spring sprung, the sun's up and shining. School's out and everyone's smiling. Let's pop the top off. Lie for a while and take some easy days. Let's tell that old grind where to stick it. Put the rest of the stress in there with it. And don't you think we've had enough? It's time to get away. It's gonna be another flip-flop summer. Kick off your shoes and call up your lover. Say, hey, let's head south a while. We're gonna take us a long vacation. Mix us up some strong libations. No worries, just good vibrations. Lazy days in style. It's a flip-flop summer. It's a flip-flop summer. Put your coat away. Weatherman says it looks that way for weeks. Baby, we'll cruise down to Montego. Raise us a glass as we pass Puerto Rico. It don't matter, cause wherever we go, it's where it's good to be. It's gonna be another flip-flop summer. Kick off your shoes and call up your lover.
say, hey, maybe the winter is over. Let's head south a while. We're gonna take us a long vacation. Mix us up some strong libations. No worries, just good vibrations. Lazy days in style. It's a flip-flop summer. It's a flip-flop summer. Let's sail away where no problems can find us. We've got 90 days to watch that old tequila sunrise and leave all our troubles behind us. Head south a while. We're gonna take us a long vacation. Mix us up some strong libations. No worries, just good vibrations. Lazy days in style. It's a flip-flop summer. It's a flip-flop summer. It's a flip-flop summer.
Well, that's what I do. I like flip-flops in the summer. That is for sure. So anyways, we're going to go to our next guest. And I thank you for joining Hollywood Connections. Please go to hollywoodconnections.biz. We are here to hook you up in show business, plus give you inspirational stories and so much more. And that was with Kay the last, you know, half hour we had.
And it was very inspirational.
Yeah. You need that, number one.
You need that.
Go around Paris the whole time, but, you know, if you stop and I get up in the morning and I get down on my knees and I thank God for the day and I get surprises. I always get God winks, I call it, and I love that book.
No matter what profession you're in.
That's right. That's right. Well, welcome, Portia.
Hi.
Hi, Portia.
Hi. Nice to meet everyone.
So Portia is a very talented lady, and we're so glad she's here.
Thank you.
And you're going to have a show when?
Mondays at 11 a.m.
That's
every
right.
Every Monday.
When does it start? When does this show
start? It starts August 21st.
That's coming up.
Yes.
And what's your show called?
It's called Fat Cats by Portia.
Ooh, now I see you have some t-shirts that you have in front of you.
Yes, I do. I have shirts that I sell, and all the proceeds goes to my panty line.
Ooh.
And you can get the shirts on Facebook, or you can get them from teespring.com.
That is
and
super
you designed
cool.
that?
Yes.
The designs?
Yes, Queen of Fat.
Show that to the World Wide Web as well over there. But with one of our investors that we're working on, maybe we could work on that and get that into Walmart.
Queen, and also I have the King, all different colors, all different sizes.
And then show it to the Facebook Live people here. Well, all my friends.
I can't forget about my kings.
No, that's true. So how did you come up with the name?
I've been working on this for a couple years now.
Okay.
With Fat Cat. And I kind of put it to the side a little bit because, you know, money-wise, financial, and this and that. And then once I just got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I have to leave a legacy for my grandkids whenever I do have grandkids. So I'm like, what is it I'm going to do? What is it I want to do? And Fat Cat came back into mind.
Okay.
And I'm like, now I'm in a position to where I can do that.
And promote yourself.
I can promote myself. So, but it always came due to the underwear, panty, lingerie underwear, mm-hmm. you know. I
did
love
you bring
that
any panties?
No. I'm actually working on the panties. That is the reason why these are being sold. One of the reasons. Like I say, all the proceeds from this goes into the panties. So
now, is there a different size? Is this for a certain size-wise? Tell us about that.
It's all different sizes. It comes from small to, I think, 4X. Okay. So all different sizes, different colors. It's on teespring.com, Queen of Fat Cat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or teespring.com, King of Fat Cat.
Well, you know, okay, it's really
4X
cool.
4X is kind of large.
It's large. It? Yeah. It's large.
Usually
it's large.
You don't find 4X.
I know.
That's but wonderful. We have 4X. So that's good.
4X. We have 4X.
That's very good.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it I is. Like so that. I'm super excited.
I know. You know, I have a King James usually is here with us as well, and we do fashion shows with mm-hmm. him, you know, at the local restaurants when we can in Clearwater. And there's some other ladies that do fashion shows that I'm sure that they would love to have you a part of.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
How do they get in touch with you?
Like I say, they can go on to Facebook, which is Fat Cat by Portia. Mm-hmm. They can message me on that, or they can message me on P Ferrara, F-A-R-A-R-A, 44, at gmail.com.
Now, do you have another job? Or?
Yes, I do.
She's totally amazing. Oh, ask God. Her, Yvonne, what she does.
Tell yeah, ask that. Me, Yvonne. What do yes, I do?
What do you do?
I am a nurse. I've been a nurse since 88.
Stay right here.
Oh. I do have a patient that I take care of right now. I've been with him for almost a year here in St. Pete. That's what brought me to St. Pete. I've only been here close to a year. I'm originally from Orlando.
I need to talk to you because we have somebody. His name is Walter Briggs.
Yes, I heard
you
of
know,
him.
Yes.
Yes, I heard of him.
And he's doing this fabulous play. It's about caregiving.
Oh, I have some stories.
Yes.
I have some serious stories. Yes,
A Caregiver's Christmas Carol.
Oh, awesome.
That's the name of the play. It's going to be in Orlando in mm-hmm. December.
Okay.
So it's about caregiving.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But yes, I am a caregiver, and I'm also a private
caregiver.
Investigator.
I'm a caregiver. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I'm a supported living specialist.
Oh, awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Ever since 1994.
Wow. Wow, mm-hmm. exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some really great things that are happening here to Yvonne at the station. We're going to start doing auditions for talent to come on the air. Mm-hmm. So we really want to push singers because the next hour, we're going to be having, you know, a record promoter coming on and talking about downloading for music and so forth. So we're going to be getting into that. If you are a singer, please go to hollywoodconnections.biz and send me your MP3. That would be great. And so anyways, back to Portia real quick. So what is your show going to be about? What are you going to be talking about?
Well, I'm going to be talking about just life in general.
Okay.
I'm going to be talking about entrepreneurship.
Miscellaneous.
Yes. Miscellaneous mm-hmm. relationships. Mm-hmm. All the above. Most definitely God, because mm-hmm. he comes first.
Okay.
And
what's that red shirt about?
Oh, no, it's just a different color.
Yeah, but I wanted to see
it. Oh.
And how much are the T-shirts?
Okay.
How much
the T-shirts are $24.99.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The T-shirts are, no matter what size.
Okay.
It's super $24.99.
Cool. So everybody's going to be walking around with queen shirts.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm actually going to get some. I'm going to get another one. What I'm going to do, I'm going to have, I support Queen of Fat Cat next.
So,
yeah.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
You only do shirts and panties?
Yes, for right now.
Do you have any ideas of doing anything else?
In the future, I think I'm going to do boxers.
Okay.
Yeah, I most definitely mm-hmm. can't. Like I said, I can't leave my kings out.
No.
So I most definitely have to take care of them as well. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Good wow.
boxers.
Well, we're going to introduce also stay here because we have Soap This in the house. I just Yay. See them came in. And Patty and Barb, yes, they're here. They're going to talk about some fun things. But Ron, we're excited because we might have Mama Ali call in next hour. Muhammad Ali's first wife, and you did an interview with Muhammad Ali back in the days.
Yes. I interviewed Muhammad Ali in the fall of 1980.
Wow.
And, 1970, the fall of 1970, before the 71 fight with Frazier, which he lost. So it's in black and white film, and you can see that on my website, ronwindersweebly.com, mm-hmm. or YouTube, Ron Winders. You'll see all the interview, along with a lot of other good stuff. But awesome. It wound up to be just great talking with him. And then in 1974, when he fought George Foreman in Zaire, South Africa, yes. It was a miracle almost. When the fight was over, and of course he won that fight, mm-hmm. Over Foreman, I phoned. And somehow, I guess I got the hotel room.
Oh.
And I said, is Muhammad there? And they said, hold on, we'll check. And all of a sudden, hello?
Oh.
And it was Muhammad.
Oh.
So I had an exclusive, and it's on my website there. You know, the press release from WJAR-TV, 1974, from Providence, Rhode Island. Oh. And so we had a 12-minute interview. Can you imagine for him to be on his phone with me, you know? And I reminded him that I'd interviewed him earlier, and we ran clips of the action of the fight over that. And just a final note, I ran across him in New York City later when he had Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
And he had his bodyguards near him, and kids were just jumping up and down and trying to distract him. Mm-hmm. And normally, you know, he'd just put on airs and just fool. But, you know, it didn't look like it was fooling. And so I said, can I talk with Muhammad for 30 seconds? And he said, go ahead. And I had his attention for about 30 seconds and then lost it. But the great memories of Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
What
do you have over there? Also, yes.
Oh, we're going to show that next one.
Actually, now we're going to show it now since we're on the air and we're talking because Yvonne is curious and she wants to know what this picture is that you're bringing to the table. And actually, that's going to be some. Oh, we're going to wait for Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. We'll wait on
Mama Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's.
We're going to wait on the picture too to run it over the audio or.
Actually, that's fine. We'll wait for that for the next hour. Yeah. Okay. Because there's this, if Mama Ali calls in, he has a surprise for her.
Oh, okay.
So that's good.
You want to mention the Bucks cut the player today?
Oh, you got a sports moment?
Now, Peter, your producer, who had his 3-5 show today. Normally, I work on Saturdays, but it's the first time I had a chance to hear him do his sports show, which was fantastic, by the way.
Right.
And that's how I found out. I was busy last night, and it just broke that they cut Aguayo, you know, the rookie kicker from last year, who failed miserably. You know, he came from Florida State, and he was a real bummer. And I saw the highlights last night. I was up late. And, of course, you know, he missed a field goal and a point after.
Uh-oh.
So I heard it on the radio on Peter's talk show today that they cut him.
And
I put on Facebook, good riddance, or not good riddance, but bye-bye. You know what I mean? They have a guy now who's been around Falk for like 7 years, and so they'll probably get another guy, too.
Wow.
Well, that was Pete's first live remote, the Sports Web's very first live remote at Average Joe's Bar and Grill.
That's right. Really? And if you say the Sports Web, you get a free drink over there. Yes, because he's over there. And we're working on more remotes ourselves. We've got a couple places that we have a salesperson out there. If you'd like to help us in sales, please be welcome to get in touch with me at 727-871-7788. And also, if you'd like to support Hollywood Connections, please go to PayPal and put in Dawn Reese Show at yahoo.com. D-A-W-N, Reese, R-E-E-S, show at yahoo.com. That helps us and Yvonne as well. So, Bobby, we're going to go to our other guests.
I just want to ask a question.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you want to say about the show that you'll be airing on the 21st?
I just
want
to say that I'm very, very excited about the show. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to bring some happiness to Clearwater and Hillsborough County, everywhere we're at. Just excited. You know, I hope people get something out of it, you know, in a good, positive way. And, you know, so that's what I want to do.
We're excited for you.
I'm excited.
I know.
I always like to see beginnings.
Yes, and it's the beginning.
Yes, I like to see that.
Yes.
And I've lived long enough to see endings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, we'll definitely be tuning in at 11 o'clock on Mondays for your show, starting on the 21st.
Yes.
On the 21st
August
of August.
21st.
Yes,
11 a.m.
And by the way, as the viewers can see, you speak very well. I mean, do you have any special training, or is this a gift of gab you have?
Just a gift.
I had to train for me.
It's just
I had to
a
go,
gift.
Big Bill bent the bulky box. You can do it automatically.
Yes.
Thank you. We're going to be right back. Let's go to one of my favorite songs there, Bobby, and I'm going to bring in my other guest and enjoy. This is from Fool's Gold.
Thank
of course,
you.
I love sailboats. I love boating. I love the water. I love the boater's wave. I'll be right back.
Fire and gold, I have none to give to you. Material things, I have none to give to you. Honey and sweets, I have none to give to you. It's been a long time.
sharing every moment together. I hope this our love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I take you to the dream, dreamland.
Actually, we have an amazing film director from South Florida on, Yvonne. And we actually got somebody, a couple people from our Hollywood Connections connected with. AD, you're live on the air. How are you?
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Fabulous. I heard you have Mama Ali in your movie.
Yes, of course, of course. She's playing an extremely major role.
Oh, yes, yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. And tell us about your film.
Well, it's called Affiliated. It's a TV series. We have 6 to 8 episodes. We have some very talented actors that's involved, and you know we're going into pre-production of shooting a trailer just to pitch to the networks.
Oh, okay. So it's a TV series. I've been seeing the posters out there, and I thought it was a film. Okay, very cool. That's why I have you on the air. All right.
Yes, yes.
So I know you have one of our guys, actually. We had Ingrid's husband. Yes, he is.
Yes, Kenny.
Kenny. Yes, he is.
Yeah, Kenny Wright. Yes, so, yes. He's also a major actor in Affiliated. It's going to be an extremely action-packed series. I would put it in that word. It's a very action-packed series. If a lot of people like Power and Empire and all that, they're definitely going to love this because it's the demographics is like Bad Boys, you know, Bad Boys, Spoken Aces type action.
That's super cool. Let me ask you this. Are you going to be looking for extras or movie actors as well, or do you have all your parts already filled?
Of course, yes. You know, whoever wants to be part of it can email affiliatedtheseries@gmail.com, and the casting director would take it from there.
And where will you be shooting this? In what town?
It'll be in Miami. Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sunny state.
I know they're going to be texting me here in a second. They're going to say, is that a paying part, or is that just, you know, for extras or for copy?
For volunteers.
Right.
Well, once we pitch the trailer to the networks, then they would decide. We have to go SAG, so it will be a union project, and because we want the networks to pick it up. We don't know what network will pick it up, but we're pitching it to. Once we finish the trailer, we'll be pitching it to the network.
That is so great. So give everybody your website where they can see, you know, what's happening on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah. You can put Affiliated, the series, on Facebook or the website at www.affiliatedseries. Or also on the IMDb, Affiliated 2017. You can look us up and look up the synopsis of it and everything. But what we're looking for, actually, if there's any investors out there, angel investors or anything, they can definitely hit me up.
Right, right.
But, yeah, because we do want to. We don't want this to be a web series. We don't want this to be something that just goes into a DVD and is sold and sold. We actually want a network to pick this up. That's why we have one of the top production companies that's doing it. The same people that did Bad Boys.
Nice. That is super cool. Well, I look forward to getting you and your actors on and talking about how they got their part in your film and so forth. And we're going to do that this month as well. So we want to thank you so much for calling. And that's AD. And tell your film again.
Affiliated the Series.
There you go. Anybody that wants to help out, support, invest, you can get in touch with HollywoodConnections.biz, and I will also send you over to him. And thank you so much, AD, for calling in. I look forward to seeing you soon down in South Florida.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Awesome.
You're welcome at all times.
Thank you. I always love to help film directors, you know, because I'm on a lot of red carpet events. I have reporters that are out there. And Yvonne, I need more reporters because a lot of our reporters are in TV and film because of me, you know. But in the meantime, is there like a soap opera, like General Hospital theme song or a Young and Restless theme song Bobby can find? Because the next hour, I have two of the interviews that you ladies let me do, which was wonderful with Michael Easton, as well as some of the other VIP guests. And let's welcome... Soap This is here with us now. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. How you doing?
Thank you for having us here today.
Oh, we're super, super excited. So tell us about Soap This.
Soap This, we've been around for like almost 10 years doing fan events. So the fans can meet their favorite actors that they watch on TV every day.
On soap operas.
And it used to be ABC soaps, which was All My Children, General Hospital, and One Life to Live. Then we branched out and started having actors from NBC, Days of Our Lives. And then we branched out to CBS with Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful.
And I know you have, actually Chicago is coming up, but we're going to talk about this again on the next hour as well. What's happening in Chicago?
So in Chicago, we have Days of Our Lives actors, Eric Martsoff and Greg Vaughn. And they both played on other soaps also. But so people would know Greg Vaughn from General Hospital. And Eric used to be on Passions, but now they're both have been on Days of Our Lives, and that's who we're bringing to Chicago.
And what day is that, and where, and how can they get tickets?
Okay, it's Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st, and they can go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. Again, that's soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Now, I have a question. You have another big event coming up here in December, the Holiday Cheer. And this is really exciting because who is going to be in town here?
This is going to be our third annual holiday event. And it's going to be two hot actors from Young and the Restless. We have worked with Daniel Goddard before, who plays Kane Ashby. And for the first time, we are bringing Joshua Morrow, who plays Nick Newman.
Oh, that's super cool. Yeah. And now... Yvonne, don't you want to know how these ladies got into soap opera land?
Yes, and bringing them to the people that adored them.
Sure. We adored soap operas our whole entire lives. We watched them with our grandmother and our mother growing up, playing Barbie dolls in front of the TV, and they were watching their soaps. So I saw Susan Lucci, who played Erica Kane, from the time she was in high school. But we just absolutely loved soap operas. And so actually Disney World used to do Super Soap Weekend. And so as a tradition, every single year we went with our mother to Super Soap. And we just got to know some of the actors, you know, going year after year. And one of them in particular, Mr. Walt Willey, played Jackson Montgomery. He played Susan Lucci's love interest, the longest love interest, on All My Children.
All My Children.
And he used to call my mother Mom because he said that my mom reminded him of his mom.
Okay.
And he just became a very dear friend. And when Disney World stopped the Super Soap Weekend, Patty and I said, there's too many fans out there. They'd get 50,000 people that came to Disney World every single year for this.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we talked to Walt about it, and he was our very first guest, and he attended, at least 8 of our 10 productions as our MC. And he helped us get this started. So we have it all.
How does your production go? Are you being very successful in doing this?
Oh, yes. I mean, the more it gets out there and the word of mouth is the best advertising next to radio and TV.
That's right. We're going to talk more on soap this with the Hollywood Connections Hour here, Power Hour, coming up with more exciting things. And I want to talk to you more about the soap this. We're going to go to Ron. He's a film director. He can't make it in because he's in production right now. Ron, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Dawn. How's it going?
Fabulous. We want to thank you first for going down to SuperCon and interviewing for Hollywood Connections. Can you tell us who you interviewed and who you saw down there?
Well, you know, you'd be pretty surprised at, you know, the list of actors and that. Like, LeVar Burton was down there and, you know, Ralph Macchio and Billy Zabka, and those guys were all down there, but none of them would take interviews. They told me, oh, we don't do press. And I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, you're at a comic book convention signing autographs for like $30 a person, and you don't do autographs. So, but the cool people who were down there were Brian O'Halloran, very, very down to earth guy. He took an interview. Jason Mewes took an interview. There were a couple others. There was a gentleman that played Quark on Star Trek: The Next Generation. He took an interview. So we have a lot of that footage that we're putting together for you guys right now, and we're going to get that up on the website sometime this week. So that's in the works. But I'm really sorry that we weren't able to like get some of those bigger names, but for some odd reason, they're just very standoffish.
That happens. That's why you usually get in touch with the promoters or managers. But your daughter was with you, and that was her first reporting as well, and we want to thank you. But we also have a few minutes. Ron has a new film he's working on, a SAG film. He'll be looking for actors. We do want to have another casting for you here, Ron, at the station for, you know, monologues coming up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to come back in. I really enjoy myself when I'm down there working with you guys, and it's a great chance to see some of the talent that's out there and, like, the people who are coming in, and they're just, like trying to break into the business. It gives me a chance to, you know, maybe give them a little bit of a critique and let them, you know, try to adjust their style or whatever have you, so that they can, you know, like, land some of those acting positions and things like that, because it's really tough for a new – you know, actor to try to get in if no one tells them what they're doing wrong. So
yeah. Right. Also, real quick, give your website where they can help donate to your film as well, because I believe
in
your film.
Well, that's kind of over right now. We went through crowdfunding, and it didn't really work out for us. So what we're doing is we're just trying to go through private investors. But if you want to contact myself, you can do so by going to www.vortexproductions.us, and all of our contact information is there, as well as the film that we're in pre-production working on. Because of Hollywood Connections, we were able to get put together with Adrian Taylor, who is a very nice gentleman from out west, and he's helping us find some financing and things like that. And there's a very good chance that we're going to end up with, you know, some pretty big names. But right now, our IMDb page, if you just go to IMDb page and type in Redneck Games, you'll see a little bit about the film. Or, like I said, you could go to our website, which is vortexproductions.us.
That's super cool. We only have a few seconds. I can't wait to bring you back to the station. You have a question.
I'm an old guy. And in 1975, when as a TV sportscaster interviewing Pete Rose and those people in Huntington, West Virginia, I interviewed and escorted Deidre Hall. When she was an Electra Woman. The first year when she was an Electra Woman, before she went to Days of Her Lives.
Yes.
And also Dinah Girl. Ron, and so, we, you know, and that was a highlight for
thank
me.
Thank you for calling
and I always watched.
We'll be right back. 7 o'clock hour. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Yes. We're coming back with Soap This. That's Ron, film director. He'll be here in the house auditioning talent very soon. Thank you, Ron. God bless. Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen